For McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina, this is Chris Parks, joined as always by Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly and also Conservation Officer Austin Dernan in with us here again this week as we talk about all things outdoors on the Conservation Report here on KJ. And good morning, guys.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, we survived Memorial Day weekend. We're now moving on into the getting closer, I guess, to the kind of the dog days of summer here, not too far down the road. But we have had some pretty nice weather, so I'm sure that's gotten some folks outside to do some things, getting out on the lakes, doing some fishing, maybe getting out in the boat. And have you guys been seeing people active out there?
Certainly. I actually just got back. I was working in Rathbun Lake the last few weeks down south central Iowa, and fishing's great. A lot of boats starting to come out, and it's just that time of year.
Yeah, a lot of folks get involved, and it's great when that weather doesn't get so hot so early, and that helps out the fishing cause. The guys get out there, maybe have a little bit more luck with that when they're not deep in, or diving so deep into the water column, but I'm sure you probably have maybe seen some guys have some success out there.
Certainly, yep. Lots of limits of walleye, lots of limits of crappie, and good size to them, and I don't think anyone has any complaints about fishing this spring.
Yeah, I've been pretty good. The last weekend was the free fishing weekend here in the state of Iowa, and then in conjunction with that, as we kind of told you guys about, the Lake Anita does their kids fishing day, and I got to take the kids out to that, and it was a good crowd, a lot of fun. It was good weather for it, and we caught some fish and got to see some fish from the trailer. The Southwest Iowa Fishing Team trailer was there as well to give them a little insight into what they do and have some fun with it, and I think all around a well-attended event. And there will be another one as we speak here, air the program here today, going on here in Cass County down at the Cold Spring State Park for the Cass County Conservation's Fishing Derby. It always seems to work out that way, that they're back-to-back weekends. So I guess if you miss one, you got a chance to get to another. And they did want folks to sign up ahead of time, but I guarantee if you show up here this morning, they'll welcome you in. They're going to start fishing around 9 o'clock. So if you get in the car and get down there, should have some fun. Always a fun event. They really do a pretty good job of getting some good prizes, the trophies from Wyrick Welding the kids love, and another one of those opportunities. It's cool when organizations take the time to put those things on to get kids interested in fishing.
Definitely. You know, they do a great job there, and they've got all sorts of goodies, and I think probably all of us can remember as a child, I know I can, go into a fishing derby like that, and you got to come home with something, whether it's a stringer or a tackle box or whatever the case may be. That's pretty important, that, you know, because at that age, it's a pretty good impressionable age where that might, you know, no pun intended, hook somebody on fishing, if you will. And when kids get to do something like that with their parents or friends, and then they get something cool, and they may even get a new fishing pole out of the deal, it can really, you know, kind of bring them back for more. So that's what we want to see, and we really do appreciate those businesses that do support that stuff, because it's really important to, you know, the outdoors.
Well, and it's a good opportunity too, not only to get them interested in fishing, but to kind of get those conservation reminders out there to them too. You know, this is the proper way to go about it. You know, remind them about length limits and needing to have a license and all those things. And it, I guess, helps refresh everybody's memory involved.
Yeah, definitely. And I know we'll have some fisheries staff down there. Usually have one of the fish tanks down there, and they'll show some of the different species that you might run into across Iowa. So just that alone, you know, there may be kids there that have never seen a catfish or a carp or a gar or some of those unique fishes. So, it's definitely something that we hope to see parents. And, you know, I always like to see when a friend invites a friend to that sort of thing, because maybe their parent doesn't have the means or they're not really an outdoors type of person. That's really the key to getting somebody involved in the outdoors, is to kind of, you know, extending your support and getting them out there as well. So hopefully we do that, and hopefully the weather holds out for us today, and we can looks like the weather temperatures are going to be decent, but I hope we don't get wet. But hopefully everybody has a good time.
Yeah, certainly come on out. Again, that's at Cold Springs Park there, next to the park office and the conservation office. So come and see them today. Also, it's the time of year, of course, and we've talked about this on previous programs, but it's always great to kind of keep giving folks reminders. It's young wildlife season. There's lots of babies this and that out there, and of course we're going to start to see a lot more fawns out there as well. So folks need to remind themselves to kind of stay out of nature's business and let them do their thing. I know you guys get a lot of calls about that stuff this time of year.
Certainly. And a lot of people see this is the time of year, a lot of the baby fawns out and about, and you might see the fawns even by themselves. You might not see any mom around, no full-grown deer around, just that fawn by itself. And just remember that it's not been abandoned. It's not on its own. It's not fending for itself. It might be tucked away in the bushes by your house, or maybe even close to a road. Just kind of give them their space. The mom's probably close by, and it'll be back for it. And similar situation with just about any other animal this time of year. If they're by themselves, they're probably not too far away from the mother.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess you see them alone and you think immediately, that's immediately what everybody's mind goes to is, oh, they're abandoned, you know. Well, mom's got to take care of herself, too, and she's got to help find food sources for the youngsters, so that's just part of the process. I mean, that's what happens. We just don't always see it out in the open.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing, I kind of had this conversation with somebody with good intentions the other day. Sometimes when we see baby wildlife abandoned, there's actually a reason for that, and Mother Nature is pretty cruel, quite frankly. And sometimes when we see one of these little, whether it's a squirrel or a baby bird that is maybe fallen out of the tree or the nest, it might have been kicked out by its siblings, or it might have been kicked out on purpose by mom because it was sick, or she couldn't care for it, or maybe it was not growing as fast as the others. So there's good reason for that, and I know it kind of really hurts people's hearts to walk by a little baby squirrel or something that's laying there on a sidewalk, but you know, if we try to intervene, a lot of times the animal doesn't survive. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we as humans can't care for these wild animals as, you know, mother can. So that's something that we really need to keep in the back of our minds. And probably the last thing, and it's something that a lot of people forget, is that it's illegal to pick them up. And we do have a list of rehabilitators that can be found on the DNR's website. So if you do happen to see something like that, you can maybe give them a call. We get calls all the time about people finding these things. And the first thing I tell them is, you know, do you know where you picked it up? Well, I want you to take it back there and then let's reevaluate tomorrow. Because, you know, 95% of the time, either the baby fawn or the rabbit or whatever the case may be is gone the next day. And that's what we want, you know. Mm-hmm. And whether it is picked up by mom, whether it's picked up by a predator, you know, those are all things that unfortunately we have to realize that that's just nature, and mm-hmm. things have to eat and things have to die. So sometimes if we can just take a step back and maybe take a picture of it, you know, the longer we as officers are in areas, the more of these calls we get because people tend to know who mm-hmm. we are. And I've had, I think, three in the last week, and one of them was my daughter. But it's just kind of funny when people see things that are all by themselves, they just think that we need to help them, and we don't. Mm-hmm. That's our best advice, is to just leave things alone. We've also have been kind of dealing with the bird flu, but not, you know, things like distemper and raccoons and a whole variety of other diseases that are out there among wildlife. And when we pick those things up, a lot of times these rehabbers don't want these animals because they don't want to bring that, you know, infectious disease back to stuff that they're actually trying to rehab. So mm-hmm. that's something that we need to keep in mind, and is kind of a new idea for us here in Iowa as well. So we don't rehab baby fawns as much as we want to because of CWD. But I can't say it enough. Leave things be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess that you bring up a part of it that, you know, folks I maybe don't want to think about, but, you know, that bird of prey, that owl, that whatever, has to eat too. So that's sometimes part of the process. Those things that maybe get kicked out of the nest or get left somewhere, they're helping someone else's life cycle too. So certainly it's part of it. I know I see, you know, I run into things, you know, monitoring the songbird boxes too, where, you know, you have situations too where there's incidents between species, and they, you know, they go after each other sometimes, and they're going to try to fight for their territory and space, and unfortunate things happen, and sometimes, you know, a nest gets knocked out, and that's just the way it is. You move on, you give them a chance to nest again because they're probably going to try. So
definitely
good thing to think about for sure. Also, I know that there's lots of ways to get involved and have some fun outdoors. Of course, we've started off, you know, talking about fishing, which would be a popular thing this time of year. But just getting out and seeing the resources that are available to folks throughout the state is, of course, something that we always encourage. You know, we take care of these public places for a reason, so that the public can come out and enjoy them and see part of the state of Iowa that maybe they don't see in their normal backyard setting. And DNR is doing some fun things also to kind of incentivize you checking out some new places. So one thing you can sign up for is the 2023 State Park Passport to participate. And then you can earn points by checking in to more than 60 state parks and forests through the state. And then you'll sign up, you'll download the passport on your mobile device, and then check in with that in mobile app. And then you'll get some points that you can accumulate, and then they're going to give away some different prizes if you accumulate a certain point levels. And then they're also going to have some sweepstakes package prizes, where they're going to give away some other fun stuff like a three-night cabin stay at Lake Darling State Park. So just another incentive to kind of maybe spread your wings and maybe see some things that you don't always see. You know, maybe you have a park that you love to go to, but we encourage people to go out and, you know, check out somewhere new too. That's something you can definitely put in your mind.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's pretty neat that, you know, you can go to Western Iowa and it's a total different landscape than, say, you know, Northeast Iowa, and kind of all four corners of the state have different things to offer, and there's different rock formations and caves and, you know, all sorts of different things that you can kind of take the family on a little mini vacation within our own state here and see some really neat stuff at state parks and nature areas and things like that. So this is just another way for people to kind of check some things off and maybe earn some kickback from it in the long run.
Yeah, have some fun with that. So that's you know, some of the kind of the hot things going on out there. I guess are you seeing? We've talked about, you know, the kind of the popularity of like kayaks and canoes picking up, and people doing stuff like, of course, they throw maybe a tube in the water too. Are you starting to see some of that activity pick up out there, Austin?
Yep, certainly. Like I said, I've been traveling around the state, and on some of those smaller rivers, a lot of the floating crowds have moved in. People in kayaks, canoes, and tubes, and it's all good fun. Just got to remember, got to have those life jackets on those canoes and kayaks.
Yeah, make sure you have those devices with you, and make sure you've got all the stuff planned out and ready to go before you go. I mean, it's one of those things sometimes where somebody gets in the water, they're halfway down their trip and realize, oh, I probably should have brought some more water to drink.
Certainly, certainly. Yep, and water, that's a key there. Yeah. Whatever else you're drinking, make sure you have water.
Yeah, got to mix a few of those in for sure. All right, guys, well, appreciate you coming in, giving us some more information here this week, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again here in a couple weeks.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Grant Jelly, Austin Dernan with our conservation report here this week. I'm Chris Parks. Thanks to McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina for another week of the Conservation Report.